Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you.
We're going to talk about something that I've never read anything about, which is the cushions that sit on top of wheelchairs. Obviously, lots of older people are spending lots of time in wheelchairs. That activity predisposes them to creating pressure ulcers on their derrieres. Traditionally, people sit on foam cushions, but there are these skin protector cushions, which on the internet, it looked to me like they run between $50 and $75. The abstract that you're going to talk us through today is published in JAG, the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. It asks a simple question: are skin protection cushions more effective than standard foam cushions in preventing pressure ulcers in elderly patients who use wheelchairs? What did the authors find?
Yeah, this was a nice study. You got to love it when somebody asks a really obvious common question that just hasn't been well answered before. And they found 232 residents in 12 Pittsburgh nursing homes. They were all elderly, at least 65 years. They had limited mobility, and all of them had to sit in a chair for prolonged periods. All of them had to be able to tolerate it at least 6 hours a day sitting in the chair, and they all had risk factors like diabetes or vascular disease that put them at risk for pressure ulcers. They randomized them to one of three skin protection cushions or a plain old segmental foam cushion. The skin protection cushions were either air-filled or viscous fluid plus foam or foam, and all of them had an incontinence cover. Every participant got a new wheelchair. They were specially fitted to each patient, and that's a good control. We've all heard about the Hawthorne effect, and just being paid attention to seems to have a beneficial effect. So even those in the control group, they got a new chair, new chrome. It was all buffed and shined up, and they were specially fitted for it. So everyone was paid attention to, which is a good thing to do in a clinical trial. They had one nurse who was trained to evaluate skin disorders and problems, and she was masked to treatment allocation, so she didn't know which chair they were using. Again, very good trial design there. She assessed each patient on a weekly basis for 6 months, or until they developed a pressure sore, or until they died. About 18% of the residents in each group, not counting those who died, were lost to follow-up. Now, you know, you do have to wonder, how hard is it to lose people in a nursing home? You know, they're not that big, but apparently they lost about one out of five in these studies. By the end of the study, one resident using the skin protection cushion developed a pressure sore compared with eight in the foam cushion group. And so the number needed to treat was 17. So for every 17 that got one of these fancy new kind of cushions, you prevented one ischial tuberosity ulcer. So bottom line is that if you've got somebody who is an older patient in a wheelchair for much of the time, these special skin protection cushions can be an effective way to reduce the risk of pressure sores.
You know, I looked at them online, Mark, and it's hard for me to see what the difference is. Do you know anything about what they are and how they, I mean, it looks like they're still covered with plastic. I obviously don't know what's inside of them.
Yeah, well, you know, some were air-filled and some had a viscous fluid, so they, I think the intention is to more evenly distribute weight, so the viscous fluid, you're going to have fewer pressure points, and, you know, that one sounds the best to me, although they all were generally kind of similar. And I think maybe the incontinence cover also added a little protection in terms of moisture and, you know, creating an environment where, you could get a sore or could get infected.
I don't know if any of our listeners have bought running shoes recently, but it's equally complex in terms of all the gels and liquids that are now filling soles of running shoes, and I suspect that some of that same technology has snuck into cushions for wheelchairs.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Anyways, thanks. Nice little abstract. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, see you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.